I'm Sterling BF at the Heart of the Arts on KBOC. Arizona Music Festival is featuring the Festival Orchestra all this week with some very special performances. This weekend, violinist Gil Shaham will be the guest artist both Saturday and Sunday at a familiar location, La Costa de Cristo Lutheran Church, and a new location for the festival, the Scottsdale Center for the Arts. These concerts feature violins of hope, instruments from a Holocaust that have been expertly and lovingly restored. These concerts head into a special event, A Silenced Legacy, hosted by the festival at Temple Chi. Tomorrow evening, February 21st, at La Casa de Cristo Church, the trumpet is front and center with Concert of Triumph that features an artist you've no doubt heard, Ryan Anthony. I spoke with Arizona Music Festival music director, Robert Moody, to find out more about these special performances, and we began by talking about trumpet virtuoso Ryan Anthony.
Ryan Anthony is principal trumpet of the Dallas Symphony. Prior to that, he was the first trumpet of the Canadian Brass. It's how he and I became friends. I did two recordings with Canadian Brass. At 45 years old, he was diagnosed with multiple myeloma. It's a very difficult blood cancer. He started a foundation, he and his wife, called Cancer Blows. That, you sort of get the reference there. The very first concert they did to raise funds for multiple myeloma research was with the Dallas Symphony. I conducted the concert, and that evening raised over $1 million for multiple myeloma research. From that, the foundation, Cancer Blows, then commissioned Jim Stevenson to write a trumpet concerto for Ryan, and it's called the Concerto for Hope. So that's the story behind that. And then in celebrating Ryan, we also wanted to celebrate the trumpet. So everything has a great lean towards the trumpet on this concert. We're opening with Verdi Triumphal March from Aida, and we're having not just four, but probably about 12 offstage trumpets playing the famous Aida theme. We're playing Tchaikovsky Capriccio Italien, which has a great trumpet theme, and then we're finishing with Respighi Pines of Rome. Instead of using brass players who stand behind the audience for the mammoth climax of Pines of Rome, we're actually using, again, about 12 to maybe even 18 trumpets.
Those 18, where are they coming from?
We sort of put the call out to the valley. Ryan Anthony is a star in the world of classical music. He is a superstar in the trumpet world. And people really have just come out of the woodwork wanting to help.
Is Ryan playing?
Ryan is the trumpet soloist.
That performance is tomorrow evening at 7:30. Saturday and Sunday, Arizona Music Festival welcomes another star in classical music.
Gil Shaham's one of my favorite, if not my favorite, fiddle player. Can I just ask how this concert came about, Violins of Hope?
There were a number of instruments which were, for various reasons, in concentration camps. A huge number of these instruments have been amazingly restored into now excellent playing condition. The Violins of Hope have toured the country. Top orchestras in the country have paired with Violins of Hope, and they actually reached out to us, and we're so honored by that in the first place. They're coming to Arizona. They will be on display, and this is the important part for us. They're still playable. So for this concert, we will welcome, I agree with you, one of, if not my favorite violinist playing today, Gil Shaham. He will play the Brahms Violin Concerto. He's also going to play the theme from Schindler's List. He and all of the violins in our orchestra will be playing on these Violins of Hope. The program is entirely built to remember lives lost in the Holocaust, celebrate the power of music and the power of the human soul to triumph over the most difficult of situations. We open the concert with the Beethoven Leonora Overture No. 3. If you know the story of Fidelio Leonora, disguises herself as a man to go into prison to save her husband. You can see the connection there. Then we're doing Mahler Totenfeier. Totenfeier means memorial rites. It's a piece which eventually became the first movement of his second symphony, of the Resurrection Symphony. And then a very, very important piece on this concert by our own Alan Naplan, CEO and executive and producing director of the festival. Alan also is a very accomplished composer. He wrote a work years ago called Schlaf mein Kind, Sleep My Child. It originally was for piano, but he has now had it fully orchestrated for this performance specifically.
Then next Tuesday, Arizona Music Festival is presenting a performance that perfectly follows Violins of Hope, A Silenced Legacy.
Turns out that 7 of our players have direct connections to musicians or instruments from the Holocaust. So on the Tuesday night following this, there is a concert that the festival is presenting with these 7 players telling the stories of how their experiences with either their teachers or their relatives or their instruments. Music has the ability to do that which nothing else can. Certainly religion and politics don't bring the world together. I believe music does.
Robert Moody is the music director of the Memphis Symphony Orchestra and Arizona Music Festival. For more information about Orchestra Week and all the performances, visit azmusicfest.org. At the heart of the arts in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Sterling Biaf for KBOC.